This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We've all gone to the doctor's office and, you know, you spend like, what, 15, 20 minutes sometimes filling out all that paperwork. In fact, they usually tell you to get to your appointment at least
15 minutes early.
Yeah. And sometimes, quite frankly, you need more time than that to fill out the amount of forms. You know, they need all the records and you answer the same questions over and over and over again. And they're basic questions. And sure, maybe that's just 15 minutes of your time, but it does get kind of old and you think to yourself, man, there has to be a better way. And that's what the Trump administration is trying to do. Now, there are questions about whether that information, your personal health information, would be protected. And I think that's something you and I can chat about, Mark. But basically what they're doing is it's this new private health tracking system. And it will allow these different companies, you can opt in as a patient and you can upload, you'll have your health records uploaded, and then that would basically be shared. So if you go to the doctor, they would just be able to go right to that and you wouldn't have to fill out those forms anymore. They're really trying to put a focus on diabetes and weight management too. So you can track your eating, track your exercise and different things. So when you go to the doctor, they would also be able to access that. And they've already had buy-in from more than 60 companies. And we're talking like major tech companies, including Google, Amazon, Apple, United Healthcare, CVS Health. They tried to do something similar to this back in, I guess it was like 2018. So his first term.
Yeah.
And it wasn't successful. They didn't have buy-in from all these big tech companies and it just kind of flopped. So this is actually kind of, you know, the 2.0 version of what they started.
Here's where I come down on this. It's weird that you brought this up because I was just thinking about this the other day. Like the real ID thing, if you think that's the reason that the government's got all of your information and you're somehow giving them some permission they didn't already have, I don't think you're looking at the big picture. That ship has sailed. And on this health issue, unless I'm misunderstanding what this does, Kim, maybe you can help me understand it. Our doctor is connected to BJC, or Missouri Baptist, right? So whenever I go to Missouri Baptist, or I take my mom to Missouri Baptist, we sit down with them and they'll say to this 90-year-old woman, well, can you confirm what medications you're on? Well, hell no, she can't confirm what medication she's on. I said, it's in your system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can log into her my chart, whatever it is,
yep,
and I can see all of her medications. Well, I know the doctor can see that, So why are you asking the patient to confirm all that stuff if you've already got it in your system? You know what her medications are. She doesn't remember the name of the 30 medications she's on.
Right.
That's not going to help. And even when I temporarily saw a doctor that was connected, I think maybe to St. John's, I can't swear to that, they were still able to see things in my medical record from what I had done at BJC. So these systems already talk to each other. What does this do differently?
See, I've had a different experience where I feel like I've gone from doctor to doctor and they're not connected at all, and I'm dumbfounded that they're not. So it's interesting that you're saying that you've had the opposite experience.
I believe that they do, because they knew things that I don't remember telling them about this, or they could go in and find a, you know, an MRI I had done 10 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. I mean, it's all in there. And I don't see how this puts you at any more risk if you agree to something. It's to your advantage. I mean, it's, are you worried that the government is going to have too much of your health information?
Well, that is what people are saying. Listen to Trump talking
They've
about this.
They've already got it.
Well, listen to Trump talking about this yesterday.
Instead of filling out the same tedious paperwork at every medical appointment, patients will simply be able to grant their doctors access to their records at the push of a button. Just a button and you're all set, and all the information the doctor needs will be immediately transmitted. The system will be entirely opt-in, and there will be no centralized government-run database, which everyone is always concerned about. I'm less concerned than anybody. I say whatever it is. But people are very, very concerned about the personal records. They want to keep them very quiet, and that's their choice. I think it's a great thing, because it will be. It'll be absolutely quiet. Instead, doctors and patients will always remain in control. The benefits to millions of Americans will be enormous. We will save time, we'll save money, and most importantly, we'll save lives. It's just going to make people live longer and be a lot healthier. I think that's really what you're looking to do.
Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens. They're trying to launch this early next year. And have you heard of the, it's like a popular weight loss and fitness app called Noom?
I think I have.
N-O-O-M. I've never used it, but I know it was very popular at least a year ago. I heard a lot of people talking about it. Noom has signed on to be part of this initiative. So for example, you might have labs or medical tests that you would have on this app, and then they would implement AI, and that actually could offer you advice, I guess, based on lab work results that you have. Hey, based on these findings, this is what we recommend. And it's, if Apple has opted in, which they have, then I guess it could just go right to your watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. Maybe it's because I don't have some health condition that I'm worried about somebody finding out about, that I'm not as worried about this as everyone else. Somebody's commented here on Facebook that not all of these systems talk. It depends on the system and which one they use.
See,
and
I would
in some
agree
cases
with that.
There is information that's shared. It would certainly make it more convenient in a digital world for you to be able to say, why am I answering the same 25 questions about my medical health history when all of that stuff is in a record somewhere and you've got it over there? Why don't you just go look?
Right. But
they don't want to do that. They want to put the work back on you to try to remember, well, what was the date of that hernia surgery I had 15 years ago? That gets a little tedious sometimes. If this clears this up, I'd be all in for it. I have no concern about that whatsoever. Donald Trump on that. I have no worry about that.
I have a little concern about it, but I don't know if I have enough of a concern that I wouldn't do it. But like you said, it's not as though I have some recurring health issue where I have to constantly go to the doctor and it's been a big issue. But I do know how annoying it is when you're going to the doctor and you feel like they should be having this in their computer system already, and somehow they don't. And it's the same thing of, oh, and tell me about your mother's medical history and your father's medical history. And you don't have that information in there. Like, I understand if anything has changed, absolutely you should probably be asking the question, hey, since the last appointment that you had, have you noticed any
changes?
Sometimes
they do. Has anything changed
in your
medical history?
They should ask that, because that's an important question to know. That would then alter care potentially. But stuff that hasn't changed, like the fact that there's this on your dad's side or this on your mom's side, Why are we answering those same questions over and over again?
And why, when you answer them, are they not put into the database somewhere? If they were, you wouldn't have to go back and answer them every single time. Now, my experience is those are generally at appointments where you haven't been to that doctor in a couple of years. I don't get that every time I go to the doctor. I don't have to sit down and answer the same questionnaire over and over and over again. It's just when you go to a new provider or you haven't been there in a few years and they're maybe trying to update things.
They'll want to update after a certain number of years.
Seems like a lot of work, and you have to... Did he say there's an opt-out for people that are concerned about it?
Yeah, this is opt-in. It's not everyone's not automatically put into the system.
So it's an opt-in, not an opt-out.
It's an opt-in.
That's good.
So yeah,
then
the opt-out
you have a choice.
Stuff's annoying.
Right.
It's
If you'd rather get there 15 or 20 minutes early and fill out the paperwork, it's on you.
Oh, there'll be plenty of people who will want to do that.
Yeah. That's just not something that I'm all that concerned about. It should be there in the system somewhere. It's already there in the system somewhere. I know that it is.
Now, what will be of concern, though, is when people say, well, surely this will get hacked. The system will get hacked. I mean, it's already in the system to a degree, but if you're sharing it across more platforms, you're at a greater risk of it being hacked and leaked. And so that would potentially be the risk. Although someone knowing I had a surgery 15 years ago, what good is that really going to do for them?
Well, maybe not, but what if you had a... You were prescribed some anxiety medication.
Okay, that's
right?
True. Yeah, personal
and
stuff like
you
that.
You wouldn't want your employer to know that, but
true.
Nothing about this is giving your employer access to that information. This is your healthcare provider.
Right.
HIPAA gives you pretty strict guidelines on what can be shared.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff isn't being shared, to my knowledge. Maybe that's what people's concern is. But, you know, you don't... I think sometimes we get a little... carried away with some of that stuff, but I know people that would never ever ever consider doing that, and that's fine. I'm a little more reasonable, I think, on that issue.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.